Throughout the season of Advent leading up to Christmas, we have been on a journey of the senses. We explored sight and sound, taste and touch, all in an effort to better understand the meaning of Advent and the impact Jesus Christ has on us in this season. Now we are looking even beyond these senses on this Christmas Eve. We're going to hear our scripture reading from Andrew, and it's about the birth of Jesus Christ, of course, and for many of us it may seem like a simple story. We might hear it every year and think we get the gist of it, but there's so much more, and we'll come to see that. Let's hear the scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors."
And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, we hear this. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." Now, when they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, on this Christmas Eve, work a miracle in us. Reveal your son Jesus to us in a brand new way. Work beyond what we can see and smell and taste and touch to know God as Savior and Messiah this day. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We've been talking about the five senses of the Christmas season for a month now, and just recently my son told me that there are more than five senses. I hadn't heard that before, so I asked about it. He said, "Yeah, the five senses are just what they taught old people in school." Turns out, one, I didn't know I was old until right then. But then the very next day, I came across an article that said the same thing. The five senses are one of the many things that they used to teach in school that are no longer considered correct. A few other items on that list are that blood is blue when it's inside of you. Not true. The Wall of China is the only man-made structure visible from space. I remember being told that. Also not true. And finally, that Pluto is not a planet. Now, I don't want to seem too old here, but I really want to stick to my guns on this one and say, Pluto is just a very tiny planet, that's all. Anyway, science is catching up to us old folks, but we all know we can experience Christmas with our eyes, from the decorations to Christmas lights, and with our ears and all the Christmas songs we hear. We smell and taste all the good food at Christmas time. And finally, Christmas is about embracing one another. We travel great distances so we can hug and hold our family and friends. We tell each other we love one another, and this is all good. Our senses at Christmas are a gift. But it isn't the whole story, is it? Like my son said, there are more than five senses. Some say we have seven senses, others nine or 21, depending on how you count them. here's one sense that we have that's not part of the five we usually think of. Close your eyes and try and touch your nose. We did this at the 4 o'clock service with the little ones. They did it first try. Can you? That ability is called proprioception. It's your body's ability to sense movement, action, and location. There are more, too. We can perceive temperature, pain, balance. We have senses for radiation and chemicals. Our bodies are absolutely incredible, and we often don't even realize it. Now, the good news is our body is pretty good at these sorts of things, even when we are completely unaware of using them. But the downside is, if we don't exercise our senses, our abilities with them diminish. Maybe you've heard of the blind person who always knows who is in the room by their footsteps. Lack of sight makes them exercise their hearing more, and so they seem superhuman with their ability to know things without seeing. All of us could do that if we worked at it. Our bodies are designed to use these senses, but too often we either overindulge them or ignore them. Most people in the U.S. spend about 95% of their lives indoors. Our senses get bored and either atrophy or become overly sensitive, leading to stress, anxiety, and depression. This is not the experience God wants for us with the bodies that we have been given. Jesus, with his birth, we celebrate at Christmas, pointed to a new way. Just the fact that God came to earth in human form is huge, but to come as a baby, going through all the things we go through, Jesus showed us some of what we do is very right. Oh, the Gospel of John records Jesus' first miracle. Anybody remember what that was? He turned water into wine, right? Jesus ate and drank at parties, but he also used it as a chance to connect with people the rest of society had rejected. Jesus seemed to love the outdoors. He crisscrossed the nation, going from place to place, visiting some of the most spectacular sites in his country. But again, he used these travels as a way to teach the world the truth about God. Jesus was exercising the senses. And then we see his miracles. We see a touch become healing in somebody's body. Jesus even went beyond the physical, quieting anguished minds. For those who had lost their souls, he called them back to a life of love for God and for the people of this world. The way Jesus lived was about living life to its fullest. He said, "I've come so that you might know the fullness of life." And it all began with the birth of a baby to Mary and Joseph. Sometimes our senses might tell us one thing, even though we know it's not true. You may be well-loved, but feel like no one cares about you at all. You may know you are supposed to have hope and faith and trust God, but just can't bring yourself to do it because of what you've gone through in life. Don't let your senses trick you. Don't get pulled off course. Follow the example of Jesus and live life to the fullest. I was reminded recently of something that happened to my youngest son years ago. When he was little, it had snowed, but then became ice overnight. In the morning, he wanted to go outside and play in the snow, but when he went out, he didn't crunch through the snow. He was so little, he just kept slipping on the icy top of it. I kept offering my hand for him to hold so he wouldn't slip. And he kept saying no and then slipping more. So finally, he gets tired of this and decides he wants to go back inside and reaches out for my hand. I take it. And you know what he does? He completely stops. He doesn't want to slip on the ice and fall anymore, so he just doesn't move. Now, I have his hand. I know there is absolutely no chance of him slipping and falling again because I've got him. He might slip, but he is not going to fall. But he just didn't know that. He remembers all the times that he fell before. That's what it can be like with our senses. Sometimes we are led astray. Sometimes life is so hard, it feels like we keep falling over and over again. It's time to reach out for God's hand. He'll take it, and he won't let you fall. It doesn't mean life won't ever be hard again, but it does mean you can experience the fullness of life when you are walking with the Lord. As we wrap up, let's end with this. And maybe you heard this one about Colleen Dykeman out on Long Island. She had made Christmas dinner and in the midst of all the work she was doing, took off her wedding ring. The next morning, she woke up and realized she didn't have her ring on. And when she went to look for it, she couldn't find it. After searching and searching, she realized that her ring had accidentally been thrown in the trash. When she searched there, the trash had already been taken out to the curb and picked up by the trash truck. She raced out of her house and chased down the truck. When she stopped them, the driver called the head of sanitation, got permission to stop what they were doing, and they looked through 6 tons of trash for the ring. They searched for hours, when I'm sure many of us would have given up. She had her doubts and began to think, I'm not going to find this. It isn't in here. It wasn't until the 4th hour that they found her trash bag, and then after several checks, finally found the ring. Colleen was in tears. She was so grateful. She baked brownies and cookies and bought pizza for everyone. The worker said that in his 41 years on this job, he had only seen 3 successful recoveries of lost items while searching in the trash. I know sometimes life might feel like digging in the trash. Our senses might be overwhelmed by the stink and the filth, but when Jesus was born, he showed us a new way of living. You can have life in its fullness. You can find that golden ring in every situation if you have eyes to see it. Let the birth of Jesus be about more than a baby being born. Let it mark when everything changes for you, for your community, and for the world. Amen. Amen.
For everything happening at Grace, check out our website at gumc.org.